You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last week, OpenAI made a ton of new announcements. They have some really exciting things going on. And they have some new features they just rolled out. And so we wanted to talk with you about them. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our exclusive school community discount for Christmas.
For Christmas, we had so many people ask us. Last week, as you all know, the school community was $100 a month. This is actually still a great price because we teach you so much on how to grow and scale your business with AI tools, how we've made thousands of dollars, how I was able to make $19,000 in 3 months on a side hustle. So we go over growing your businesses, different side hustles you can use AI for, all of that in the school community. So it's $100 a month last week, but we've dropped the price to only $19 a month as a Christmas special. So if you have ever wanted to join the AI Hustle School community, this is the week to do it. Get the Christmas special of only $19 a month before it goes back up to $100 a month like it was last week. So if this is something you're interested in, I'll leave a link in the description. Every single week, Jamie and I, we create an exclusive piece of content. This week, it was all about how to use AI to drive traffic to your website using question and answer sites. There's some really interesting strategies there. And so, yeah, that's exclusive content on the school community. If you're interested, the link's in the description and you can get that. All right. What we wanted to talk about after that is this new feature that OpenAI has just released, which is this new folder-based organization for ChatGPT conversations. They've actually released a bunch of interesting things. They've released, instead of you having to do endless scrolling, they have a search bar so you can search through your chats. You can customize, you make folders and customize them. This is something I personally have wanted forever. And you can jump straight to some chats you want. So there's a whole bunch of really interesting things. People seem to be pretty excited about this. That being said, this all comes from like a feature request that someone gave back in March. So back in March, someone was asking for this and it took them all the way till now to actually roll this out. I'm going to show a little video that our friend Connor Grennan, who hosts the AI Applied podcast with me, he posted talking about this. And it's the OpenAI team explaining exactly what's going on. So I'm going to share that. You guys can listen to what exactly they announced. And then Jamie's going to talk about some of the use cases he thinks this would be pretty useful for.
Jaden, I can't hear it.
So you can't hear the audio on this?
No.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I will talk about what they're saying in the video, because I'm assuming you can see the video, yeah?
Nope, can't see the video.
Oh, how about now?
Got it.
All been asking for.
Can you hear
for
it?
Sound cut out again on it, but I don't know if it...
Okay, so something that's interesting here that essentially they were able to share, they were able to do is ask a question inside of a project, which is a folder. Inside that folder, they also have the ability for you to upload files. So if you're working on like a specific project that needs a bunch of files, you can upload all those files and all the chats will reference those files. You can also add custom instructions just for that project. So, you know, whenever you're responding about this project, make sure you're talking in a formal way. You know, we're a law firm that does X, Y, and Z. Here's all the files from our client's court case, you know, and everything that applies to X, Y, and Z. Please put these together in a professional manner, right? Like you can build like these really, useful chats all about like one specific thing. So to me, that seems really interesting. And then the other thing that you're able to do as well is search. So they have a new search button that you can essentially go and search through all your chats and find old conversations. Maybe you asked it to explain Murphy's Law. You want to go look up that one because you had gotten it to do some sort of write-up that you need to go find again. All of this, I think, is pretty useful. But what are your thoughts on it, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I have so many just random things that over on the side that I like to go back and refer to, but you know, I didn't name them correctly and they're just kind of jumbled. So having the organizational piece, I think, is huge. I think it'll save you a lot of time. And then you can also, like I could have a folder or a project for all my YouTube stuff. So I could have, you know, my prompt for engaging title. I could have my SEO optimized description, you know, that I could paste that title in. So work all within that project. I feel like that'd be super helpful because, you know, there's so many different ways people are learning to use ChatGPT on a day-to-day basis. So many different types of workflows. It's nice to have that organizational piece there for sure.
Something that someone was saying, I totally agree with you. Something that someone was saying in response to this was, they said, this is Rene Godfrey responding to this video by Connor Grennan, but he said, this is a much better way to organize our work. Will they get rid of custom GPTs? I don't see the need for them. This is really interesting to me. It feels like custom GPTs are kind of getting redundant the way that they were built, unless you're like building one that you want to share with somebody. But I feel like these projects, you could kind of do the same, like, because you have to file upload for the project. It just feels like a more natural way to like build a tool that will work with you on a specific concept. I think the custom GPTs, I don't know if you use them a lot, Jamie. I rarely ever used custom GPTs. I never really got into them.
No,
yeah. And like, I played around with it. I looked at the marketplace. It just didn't seem very intuitive how you built them. This to me feels a lot more intuitive because you're literally able to upload all the files in relation to a certain thing. And then you're able to add some custom instructions for and ask it any questions. And I don't think there is a share feature right now for this, but if they added a share feature, this would literally just be like the custom GPTs, but it's just so much simpler and cleaner to set up, I think.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention, I read up on related to OpenAI's search feature is they now have a lot more robust of a web search experience. I think they're trying to answer to Perplexity a little bit because from what it looks like on this article I'm looking at, now if you search for like, you know, what's the best Mexican restaurant in my town, it'll actually pull up a, you know, different recommendations along with reviews and things like that, similar to what Perplexity would do or a Google search, which I think is really helpful. I mean, I feel like they definitely needed to start integrating that because Perplexity was definitely like, you know, the go-to place if you wanted to search web search, yeah, something like that, you know. And then they also have, you can do it in voice mode as well. So you could just, if you're chatting with, you're just talking with ChatGPT, you could ask them same question, you know, what are the best Mexican restaurants in my town? And it would actually pull up search results. So I think that to me is super exciting.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really useful. I actually noticed this recently. I was asking it for like hotel recommendations. I was traveling and looking for hotel recommendations. And the way it displays hotels now looks a lot like something that get pulled up on Expedia with a little icon or image of the hotel on the side and the pricing and how many stars it was. And it just felt like, I'm like, wow, they're adding like all of this really interesting, rich data. Or if you ask it for recommendations of food, it kind of does the same thing where it looks kind of like Google Maps, where it's got the reviews, the style, the price, what time it closes at, and a little icon for it. So overall, I think that they're making ChatGPT just a lot more useful. You can, when you ask for recommendations of food, by the way, you can toggle between map view or list view.
Oh,
so
nice.
They're adding just like a whole bunch of really interesting, useful things. Again, you really want to make sure that your restaurant, your business is ranking in AI results and in Google as well. But you want to make sure it's ranking in these AI results so that when people inevitably, in my opinion, switch to some of these AI tools over Google, you are going to make sure that your business is still getting promoted. So we have a whole entire exclusive piece of content in our AI Hustle School community on how to actually rank inside of the AI chat models. So I would definitely go check that out, join the school community and watch that if you have a business that you need to rank. But yeah, I think this is going to be more and more important with some of these new features that they're rolling out.
Definitely. Well, listen, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please be sure to leave us a review. It really means a lot to us, and we read every single one of them. We can also ask questions there. But if you really want to get involved in our community and really learn some new helpful information and learn, be a part of just a community of like-minded people who are making money with AI, check out our school community. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.